Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. This is Topic A, where we talk about some things going on in the news and other issues like that around 5:10 every day. I'm Will Stevenson, and this time around, we're joined on the phone by the superintendent of Knoxville School District 202, Steve Wilder. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on the air. I appreciate the opportunity.
On Monday night, we're talking because the school board approved a new, I guess it's a new science curriculum for most of the grades in the district. Is that right?
That's correct. The name of the curriculum is TCI. It's created by teachers. It's geared towards science. They do have a social studies curriculum as well, but we've zeroed in on the science curriculum. There are hard copies of textbooks for both students and teachers, just as there have been with traditional textbooks. But one of the things that we really liked about this one was that while there are hard copies available, there are also digital copies available as well. So it gives us the opportunity to utilize the hard copies in the classroom and spare books for kids who may be absent or been gone for a couple days and need that resource to take home. But also for students to access the digital materials, and with the digital materials, comes a lot more resources, video clips, sound bites, simulations, all sorts of things that you don't get in a traditional textbook. So this really was kind of the best of both worlds. We will have some hard copies, but really the part that interests us the most is the digital copies that we'll have access to.
I was listening to some of the discussion from Monday night's board meeting, and initially I was thinking to myself, oh goodness, this is going to be another common core type math type of a thing where that nobody likes, but yet everybody has to teach. But from what this sounds like, this sounds like it might make it easier for some teachers to teach science. Is that what I'm getting from this?
Yeah, again, we're kind of getting the best of both worlds with this. The science standards were updated and are referred to as the next generation science standards. It's kind of the common core version of science. But as a former science teacher myself, I'm pretty aware of and knowledgeable about those standards. I think, although there's been some criticism of common core, I do like the next generation science standards. I think they're put together very well. And this textbook or these resources are aligned with those next generation science standards. But again, with all of the additional resources that come with the digital version, there's so much flexibility for teachers to take different pathways as they're teaching content year in and year out. Those resources might be updated, but really gives teachers, I think, flexibility. The base of the textbook series is aligned with next generation science standards, but so many additional resources, I think, will give teachers a lot more flexibility.
In terms of moving to some of those new science standards, what are some of those? Do you know?
Well, I wouldn't say that the content of the standards has changed drastically. I think the content is pretty similar. The way it's arranged a little bit, the way teachers are encouraged to teach it has changed a little bit. In my 20 years in education, I've always believed that science in particular is really a hands-on kind of subject to teach. Students are doing experiments, they're interacting with materials, they're growing seeds, they're looking at rocks and they're talking about geology. So science, I think, has always been a very hands-on curriculum. Teachers are still encouraged to do that. But I wouldn't say that the content of the curriculum has changed drastically.
Mm. So in terms of the hands-on approach, though, does the new technology, the technology aspect of this new curriculum that you're using, will that help keep it hands-on, I guess?
It will. It will provide, like I said, some videos and simulations, but there will also be the opportunity for teachers to create and plan for activities in the classroom with hands-on materials for students that they can use alongside of the science curriculum. So, part of purchasing the textbook series or this resource is that you could have also purchased kits that come chock full of these different supplies that teachers need to, mm-hmm. to conduct these activities. But we took the route that we've got a lot of resources already in the school, and as the years go by, what we're missing, what teachers value the most, that will become part of our year-to-year budget. So it saved us a little money on the front end and gives us some flexibility in the long run. But that's one of the other nice things about this resource is that it can be used alongside hands-on activities in the classroom where students can still experience that those science concepts, you know, hands-on.
One of the, I guess, jokes, if you will, about Common Core math is that parents can't help their kids with their homework anymore, it seems. will parents be able to help their kids with their science homework?
I would hope so. You know, science seems to be one of those areas, again, having taught science and have an interest in science myself, it's one of those areas where, you kind of have to have an interest to really appreciate it. But I think the activities and the content that the teachers will be covering with students are still things that the parents can help students with at home. And, again, because it's digital, particularly for our students that are able to take their resources home or log in from computers at home, they can still show their parents what they're doing. They can access those materials. Parents can read through those things, watch the same videos with their kids, and then provide some support at home. So, I can't speak to math, but I think parents will be able to help students with the science stuff at home.
Well, maybe you can speak to this math in just a minute or two left. I switch to another issue here. How much, and I asked Ralph Grimm about this the other day in terms of District 205 here in Galesburg, how much money does the state owe you these days?
Well, the state owes us over $200,000 now. It's about somewhere between $240,000 and $260,000. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but that's a growing number. We did get some good news that we should get some payment here, part of that money here, hopefully in the next week or two, but we've not seen that yet. I'm not going to bank on that until it is in our bank. So we are owed a little bit over $200,000, which, you know, for a smaller school district, a smaller budget, maybe the number isn't as big as it is for Galesburg, but proportionately, still a chunk of our budget. And, you know, the frustrating side of that is that that's money that we were kind of told we were going to get at the beginning of the year, that we've budgeted for, and now looks like we might not get it all before the fiscal year's over on June 30th.
Real quickly, is it hard to do your day job these days now that it's, I guess, out, for lack of a better term, that you're one of the finalists for the District 205 superintendent job?
Well, that's a good question. My philosophy has been that my home is here in Knoxville, and my focus is here in Knoxville no matter what, and until somebody tells me differently. And while it is public that I'm a finalist for that position, and until an announcement is made, until a decision is made, I'm going to stay, keep my focus here in Knoxville. I'm very glad that people here have been very understanding and, certainly sent a little bit of a surprise to folks here, but understanding of why I did what I did. But we're going to sit tight and wait till a decision is made.
Fair enough. Knoxville District 202 Superintendent Steve Wilder, thanks so much for joining us today. Hope to talk to you again soon for whatever reason. Thanks so much, Steve.
I'm sure there will be something. Thanks, Will.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Steve, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, Steve Wilder, Superintendent of Knoxville District 202 on Galesburg's Evening News. Sports is next on WGIL.